The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The podcast host has published a free podcast music library. Transistor also published some a few weeks ago. They both require attribution. On the new Edison Research Infinite Dial results, which we published on Friday, Tom Webster says the most striking thing about the new podcast consumption data is how normal it is after the year we've just had. Stephen Goldstein discusses shelf space, what he says is the challenge for any podcaster. Podpage, a website building tool for podcasters, now includes a /follow page for every podcast. Meanwhile, competitor Podcast Page now deals with multiple podcasts on the same website. It's also added automated tweets. Podroom, a video web hosting platform, is looking for 5 great video podcasts to promote. Whether it's comedy, crime, or politics, interested video podcasters can get in touch on their homepage. Another podcast has caused a problem with a court case, this time Talking to Myself host Jake Letizia decides to talk about an ongoing court case that he was a juror on. It led to an appeal. The appeal, though, was denied. Judge Kotal said that Letizia exaggerated his comments and in any case he didn't have very many listeners. Ouch. Investment company Ikaria Capital has issued a positive opinion on investing in Libsyn. Podcast One is to use Lelo, a messaging service, to notify podcast listeners when a new episode has been released. It'll also be used for events and merch. And Podmov en Español is a weekly podcast newsletter in the Spanish language. It's a Monday, so time for some tech stuff. WordPress plugin PowerPress has added support for 5 new feed tags from the podcast namespace, including transcript, funding, and location. Art describes how he built a fully automated podcast clip studio from scratch without using any code. It's very clever. We link to that Twitter thread today in our show notes and our newsletter. More than 179 podcasts changed hosting company last week in our sample. The most popular new podcast host was Anchor, gaining 3 times as many podcasts as its closest competitor. And 10.8% of recently updated podcasts in our sample use the new podcast namespace. And in podcast news, Toyota Untold, the Toyota MR2, a fan favourite of hobby builders around the world, gets the nostalgia treatment in an episode of Toyota Untold. We thank them for their support. Podcast Junkies interviews Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta on podcast ad tech and monetization. And What the Finance is a new finance podcast from Australia's Mamma Mia. Sponsored by consumer bank Westpac, it follows the launch of Small Change from Nova Podcasts on Friday and is one of 10 podcasts called What the Finance. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.